Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Eleven to one with Gilmore's Mercedes-Benz Kingscourt. Visit our showrooms to see the amazing range of Mercedes-Benz cars, or choose from our huge selection of used Mercedes-Benz vehicles. Gilmore's Mercedes-Benz Kingscourt, the best in motoring, here for you. LMFM.
This is LMFM's 11 to 1. Sinead Brazel here with you. Oh, it's cold. It's windy. There's only one thing for it. We've got to pack our bags and head off to sunnier climates. Here's Madonna with La Isla Bonita on LMFM's 11 to 1. Oh, I can feel the heat on my skin already. Madonna, La Isla Bonita on LMFM's 11 to 1. Apparently, Michael Jackson turned down that song. Yeah, Patrick Leonard, the guy who wrote this, he wrote it originally for Michael Jackson for the Bad album. Michael didn't like the title, turned it down. Then Patrick Leonard offered it to Madonna, who rewrote some of the lyrics, and the rest is history. Love that one. And it's got me thinking of holidays and tropical islands and just wanting to escape this horrendous weather that we're having. The wind and the rain and the cold. Oh my God, the cold. Cannot get warm at all. I've come across something interesting here about people who go on holiday on their own. Would you do it? Would you ever consider going on holidays on your own? I have a romantic notion in my head about what it would be like, but I'd say the reality would be very different for me. But I'd love to. I'd have this notion that I would like to go on holiday on my own. But apparently, people who go on holiday alone have revealed their favourite perks of travelling solo. So this is according to a study. 2,000 adults, they showed that 2/3 that have been on a solo trip and 37% preferring to travel with others. But the top perks were the freedom to make their own decisions. Will I go to the beach today? Will I laze by the pool? Will I go off sightseeing somewhere? You've only got yourself to answer to, you know what I mean? And also, the ability to go to bed whenever they wanted. Oh, blissful. That is blissful. Wondering, would you ever do it? Have you ever done it? Have you ever gone on holiday on your own? Let me know. 086 1800 658. Was it amazing? Was it everything you hoped for? Do you always holiday on your own? Do you live alone? Are you single? Are you somebody that does this all the time? I'd love to know, what is it like? 086 1800 658. But there you go. The perks being the freedom to make your own decision. Absolutely. But I think if I went on holidays on my own, I would, number one, get lost. My sense of direction is brutal. Brutal. Definitely I'd get lost. What else might happen to me? I'd say I'd love it for like a day or two, and then I'd be thinking, oh, I've no one to talk to. You know, so this is what would happen with me. So I don't know. It's like a notion I have. But I wonder, is there anyone out there that has holidayed on their own? Let me know. 086 1800 658. They are not alone. Well, they are alone in the middle of the ocean, maybe. But the five guys in the boat, Brua, it's Brua the boat, is called. They are headed for land. It's land ahoy very, very shortly for these guys. They've got less than 500 miles to go, and this is all part of the Talasker Whiskey Atlantic Rowing Challenge. We're going to try and catch up with the guys that are on the Brua, the boat Brua. They're taking part in this. The Irish team headed for a world record with this. They are really it's outstanding. They really are outstanding, these guys. They've never done anything like this before. They took on the challenge. They've raised huge money for the RNLI and the Laura Lynn Hospice. We're going to be chatting to them very, very shortly on the show. But first, back to the music. Here's Picture This.
Late night text, the lyrics from songs. Two for one night, for one night.
Picture This, one night. We are asking, have you ever gone on holiday on your own? This is just, I'm in the humour to go on holiday, first of all, because of the weather out there. But I have found a survey that people who go on holiday have revealed their on their own have revealed their perks of travelling solo. And the top perk, of course, was the freedom to make their own decisions. You're getting in touch with me. Lots of people have gone solo on holiday, which is great to see. We're going to get to some of those messages. Plus, I have music from the weekend that's coming your way after these.
Oh, LMFM. 11 to 1.
We're going to go on a little bit of an escape right now, okay? We want to escape the cold and bleak and horrific January with the wind that will cut you and the rain beating down, okay? We have packed our bags. We have headed off to sunnier climes. Let's just sit back now. Oh, lovely. Oh, yeah. Sit back now. Oh, fantastic. The sun is beating down. It's just perfect now at the beach. Absolutely perfect. And look, oh, someone has come and handed you a cocktail. This could not be more perfect. I'm imagining I'm on holiday, and thank you so much to John, who has got in touch on 086 1800 658. He has sent me the most amazing photograph of the beach in Lanzarote. Palm trees, you know, the little kind of straw umbrella things and the loungers, all the whole shebang. And he says he did go on holidays on his own. We're talking about this, going on holidays on your own. He did go on holidays on his own. The kids didn't want to go. He had a ball. He had a ball. He sent me this image, which I'm going to use now as a screensaver for the day. Absolutely brilliant. Also, Ella has been on. She says, I went alone to Athens, Greece, Palermo in Sicily, Rome, Italy, the Algarve in Portugal and a few other places. It was idyllic. I regret that on different trips I did have somebody with me. Oh, okay. So she is a seasoned solo traveller. Love it, Ella. Fantastic places that you've visited as well. Lily is a lady after my own heart. She says, Sinead, I'd get lost in the kitchen. Never mind going holidays on my own. Well, Lily, I have the perfect solution. Maybe myself and yourself should team up and go on holidays together. Brilliant. Keep those coming in. Have you gone on holidays on your own? Would you do it? 086 1800 658. Look, the sun mightn't be there, but we could be blinded by the lights right now at the weekend on LMFM's 11. End of blinding lights on LMFM's 11 to 1. After all the talk of holidays and everything, I got distracted there talking about that. But I want to remind people that today is the 12th of January. And this time last year, the community in Tullamore was plunged into darkness as the gorgeous 23-year-old Aisling Murphy was brutally murdered. And I can't believe it. It's a year since her death. And in a statement that was posted on social media over the weekend, her family have thanked people for their endless support over the last 12 months. And they've now set up a memorial fund, which is going to honour the legacy of Aisling. And really, the fund's main objective is going to, you know, be around the traditional Irish arts and culture and heritage, and to kind of, you know, enhance that and develop that for young people, which I think would make Aisling so, so proud. They say all donations and proceeds from fundraisers will be used to achieve objectives which are deemed close to Aisling's heart and represent the many interests that she had in her 23 years. And it's on idonate.ie. But if you just Google it, it'll come up for you straight away and you can see exactly where the funds are going to and everything else. But, you know, as well as talking about the memorial fund, it's important to really remember Aisling Murphy and the ongoing fight that we have in terms of ending violence against women. I mean, we only started the year and there was a brutal murder of a woman in Cork. I mean, you know, not a huge amount has changed, but it's about keeping this, you know, awareness going and, you know, having conversations with people around this, even though they are uncomfortable to have. And it's about remembering amazing people like Aisling and you know, the legacy that she will leave behind. She will leave behind a positive legacy as well. So idonate.ie. And of course, the family are so, so grateful for any donations and all the support that they have received. And I think they're having an anniversary mass this evening as well to commemorate her and to celebrate her life, which is lovely. lovely. Getting back to local things here, and another fantastic organisation that's doing great, great work. So Sad Ireland, based in Drogheda, as you know, suicide prevention and care charity. They also have support services for people in Cavan, Louth, Meath, Monaghan and Laois. They are organising Night at the Races. They are hoping for your support. It's happening on the 4th of February. So Saturday the 4th of February. This will be the St. Bridget's Bank Holiday weekend. Doors will open at Dundalk Racecourse at 6:30. The entry fee is just £20 and you have a chance to win a cash prize. The race card is in there obviously as well, and the donation towards So Sad Ireland. And the admission ticket also includes a unique number combination, so if your unique combination matches the finishing order of the feature race, then you'll have won €1,000, which is pretty good. Great. So they're telling you to grab your ticket now and get off the new year to a great start. You can get them online or at your local So Sad office, so online sosad.ie. that's where you'll find all the details of that. There's Damien Rice, Cannonball and LMFM's 11 to 1. They set off on December 12th, a month ago, on an epic journey across the sea. Two Irish teams, they are taking part in the toughest endurance rowing race. It's the Talisker Whiskey Atlantic Challenge. We're going to be catching up with the team, the five boat team. They are on their way. They're nearly at the finish line. They're setting a world record for this. We're going to be chatting to Garrod O'Brien. He's from Rathdrum. He's on board the Brua. We'll chat to him after these. Oh,
LMFM. 11 to 1.
Yes, a month ago they set off on an epic journey across the sea. Two teams took to the water to start this toughest endurance race from Ireland, the Talisker Whiskey Atlantic Challenge. It's a premium event in ocean rowing. Now, it normally takes about 35 to 40 days for the top rowers to complete, and they cover over 3,000 miles, requiring them to row for 12 hours a day. They face exposure to the elements, dehydration, seasickness, the lot. We've been following the progress of Dundalk man Eugene Moen and the crew. They're on the four-man boat, Crean. They're a month at sea at this stage and they're taking on the challenge to raise funds for the RNLI and the Laura Lynn Hospice. But in a surprising turn of events, the five-team boat, Brua, are on the home stretch and they are well on their way to smashing a world record. So I had to catch a word with one of them, Garrod O'Brien. He's from Rathdrum. He's on the line. How are you getting on?
Today, Oscar, we're doing great here. Thanks very much.
Fantastic to have you on 11 to 1. You're a month at sea at this stage, exactly a month. What are the spirits like now, Garrod?
Our spirits are very high. I think we've been very lucky. We're a very tight-knit crew. Most of us have been friends for a long, long time, and we're all kind of from the same area. And as you said, it's been a month, but the crack is mighty. And for us, you know, it's great morale now because we're getting very close. Our families are all at the airport making their way to Antigua, and we're just 2 days now until we'll be arriving. So my spirits are high.
Fantastic. And you know, yesterday on the show I played you guys singing the Proclaimers song 500 miles on the boat, so I can see definitely that the spirits are high. So you're less than 500 miles from the destination. This is setting a record.
Yeah, so we're down to just 200 miles now. It usually takes us a little bit of time to get those videos out because, unfortunately, our broadband connection is a little poor on the Atlantic. But, our goal as a five-man team really was to break the world record, which is currently set at just under 36 days. We're going to finish in 33 and a half days.
Amazing.
So we'll have broken the record by 2.5 days, which would be really amazing.
That is absolutely outstanding. And we should mention as well that this is the first time you guys have taken on anything like this. Like, you guys wouldn't be professional rowers or anything like that.
No, we wouldn't even be amateur rowers, really. One of the crew, Shane Cullerton, he has done some offshore rowing before, but the rest of us literally started from scratch. We'd never been in a boat before, and that journey started 2 years ago. And so, yeah, we set out a plan along with our friends on the four-man team, all nine of us together as one campaign, and we hatched a plan, and we just worked our way through it, and now we find ourselves... we'll finish in fifth place, hopefully, in the race overall.
Amazing.
And the first five matches and break the world record. So yeah, it's great. It's a great result.
That is an unbelievable result. And you know, when I spoke to Eugene at the start, Eugene Mohan, our man from Dundalk, when we spoke to him at the start of all of this, you know, he said that between ye guys that there would be a bit of rivalry. So it's fair to say that Brua has completely left the other guys in the dust at this stage.
Well, it was a long race and the lads are doing absolutely fantastic. We started 2.5 minutes apart, and our strategy was to go as hard as we could for the first couple of days. And unfortunately, on day three, we had a pretty bad problem with the boat. We lost our main solar panel, and we ended up running out of power completely on the boat. So that was a big challenge for us. We ended up having to rewire the boat, and that involved drilling holes and wiring the solar panel directly onto one of the batteries. And it took us 3 days then to get our batteries back charged. And in the meantime, we were having to hand steer the boat and basically shut down all our services on the boat. So thankfully, we got over that. And we have a motto, which is keep the boat moving, 1 kg VMS. So we're always, there's always people rowing. It's a 24-hour operation, and we row, we rest, we eat, and we repeat. And the lads are doing the exact same thing. So they're a little bit behind us, but over the grand scheme of things, if you were to look it on the map, you would think that we're on top of each other. That being said, there'll be plenty of crack and rivalry when we get into Antigua.
You guys have to lord it over them a little bit, absolutely. And I can hear you there. I can hear the rowing going on there in the background. Now, describe the boat for people, because I have posted a photograph of this. This is not big.
No, it's only 7 metres long. It's designed for 4 people, and there's 5 of us, so it's very tight. We're very lucky. Two of the guys are sharing a cabin that's really designed for one person, and so that's a struggle, and they take it on, which is better for the rest of us. The boat is like a big bathtub, 7 metres long, fiberglass, and it's very thin. But when the sun is shining on it, it's translucent. You can almost see through it. So you feel a little bit exposed. And at each end, we have a cabin where you can sit up or lie down. That's it. So, and when you're on deck, you're completely exposed. So, you know, we've seen it all. Christmas Day, the weather started to get bad, and we had waves breaking onto the boat and turning the boat onto its side, and the deck getting flooded with waves. So you really, really are very exposed, but it's well built, and we were well prepared, and we knew what we were getting in for. And as you said, both the teams now on the home straight, so just a couple of weeks ago.
Absolutely, and you've had seasickness, the whole works. But look, what's it like though, Garrod, you know, being in such close quarters with the other 4 lads? I mean, you can tell me, right, who's getting on your wick now at this stage?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Sinead, my brother's on the boat, so that was always going to be, a challenge. But I know, it's funny, you know, we all go through our ups and downs, and we're all tired, we're all hungry at times, and we're all working hard. We're rowing 15 hours a day, so we came into this with a policy that we'd be honest with each other, we'd be open with each other, and we'd flag things as quickly as we can. So, you know, regularly during the day, we tell the guys, you know, something is annoying me, this was said, and usually it's a misunderstanding, and we move on. And at the end of the day, we're a crew, and we're having a good time, and we're going to finish stronger friends than we even started.
Oh, so you definitely great. Will. You definitely will. Now, speaking of the end, what are you going to do as soon as you hit dry land? What's the first thing you want to do?
Well, everyone has a list of things they want that they miss. For me, for some reason, I'm craving eclairs. But honestly, the biggest thing is to get rejoined with our family. So we really, like, a lot of us have kids. So, and we're away for Christmas, which is challenging.
Of course.
So so we're really looking forward to see the families. That'll quickly turn into a pint and a burger, I'd say. Once we arrive.
Get this man a pint. There's going to be plenty of pints of burgers, absolutely. Now, I have to mention that you're doing this for 2 fantastic charities, the Laura Lynn Hospice and the RNLI. The donations are flooding in. You guys must be so proud. You've completely smashed the target.
Yeah, and we're really lucky. We've a great shoreside team. So Eugene's dad and brother are both involved, Brian and Connor, and then Aina Bailey, who is the son of one of the crew members, Jim, on the other boat, and Una Hennessy, and they're really, really fantastic. They've done a great job for us, and they're really pushing the charity side of things, as well as keeping our social media up to date, which we can't do much about here. So we would ask people, you know, the charities have gone, the donations have gone high, but for the last couple of days, if people can dig deep, whatever they can spare, go on to rowhardorgohome.com. The link is there for the charities, for the donations, and as you said, it's for the RLI and for Orlean, two great charities. So we're absolutely delighted that we're able to help them in some way.
Oh, fantastic. You know, I'm so thrilled for all of you involved in this. It's been fantastic from our point of view here to you know, keep up with the progress and catch up with you guys along the way. Keep her lit now, right? You're going to be on dry land and back with family before long, but I'm wishing you every success. There's only one song, Garrod, that I can play for you. It has to be The Proclaimers. Here it is, 11 to 1. Best of luck to you. When I wake up. Oh, it's an iconic song. It'll be in your head for the day. The Proclaimers, 500 miles, especially for the amazing Irish team that are rowing their way across the Atlantic Ocean. Absolutely brilliant. You can find out more details, by the way. Row hard or go home. You can find them on Instagram as well. You can see the boat and you can see what they're up to. And any donation is going to those two great causes. And I wish them all the very best of luck as they go into the final stretch of the journey. Going to take a quick break now. We're back. And today is a day especially for people with ginger hair. Oh, LMFM. 11 to 1. Going back in time now to 1903.
LMFM Northeast Update with Senator Windows. Senator Windows products will help you create a secure, comfortable, energy efficient home you're proud of. Call 0818 77 4455.
On this day in 1903, the great Harry Houdini performed at Rembrandt Theatre in Amsterdam. And today is Kiss a Ginger Day. Yeah, red hair has been striking, always been striking and unique. Unfortunately though, people with ginger hair have often experienced jokes and taunts over the years. People just love to put down anything that's a bit different. But Kiss a Ginger Day is all about appreciating people with ginger hair. So if you know someone with fiery red hair, give them a kiss. Well, you know, ask them first.
LMFM Northeast Update with Senator Windows. Creating the perfect home is a journey. Let us guide you. Visit our Drogheda, Dundalk and new Navan showrooms. Discover more at senatorwindows.ie.
Better days in LMFM's 11 to 1. News at 12 is approaching, but still to come, the bizarre story of the hatchet-wielding hitchhiker. It's the latest true crime on Netflix. Plus, Meet Ladies GAA star Niamh O'Sullivan wants us to sign up for Irish Life Health Steps Challenge. All that coming your way after 12. Oh, LMFM.
11 to 1. Saturday, January 21st, Dundalk Institute of Technology looks
on air, online, on your smart speaker. This is LMFM. Sinead Brazel here with you till 1. That was Bruno Mars with Locked Out of Heaven, kicking off our second hour. Now, First Dates Ireland, back on television since last week. Of course, it's back tonight, RT2 at 9:30. And I'll be talking about it a little bit later on in the TV recommendations. But just to let you know, there's a Meath connection tonight to this, because a twice married grandfather who studied to become a priest for 5 years, John Deacon, he's appearing on RTE's First Dates. Now, he's, I think, from Kilkenny originally and spent time in Carlow and studied in Limerick as well. But he's actually living in Slane now. So what a story he has. Twice married grandfather, studied to be a priest. And he said he did love, you know, every second of his studies and would have gone on. He likes the whole idea of the priesthood. But the killer, of course, for a lot of people, probably wouldn't be able to, you know, get their head around, is the celibacy. He says, I just couldn't handle it, and that's what brought me out. He met his first wife, Maura. They had a daughter who is Sarah, and she's, I think, living in Wimbledon. And then he married for the second time his wife, Fiona. He knew her for 22 years and they were neighbours, apparently. But she died, sadly, of an aneurysm, aged just 67. So he's back kind of looking, you know, for love. And Sarah, his daughter, applied him to enter First Dates. And his date on the show is glamorous granny, Bernie Penston. She's from Ballinteer in County Dublin. So that's going to be interesting viewing. First Dates Ireland on tonight. Now, let's have some more show-busy news for you in The Buzz.
The Buzz on LMFM. Keep up to date with all the latest news and gossip on the LMFM app.
Hi, I'm Crossy. Netflix is hoping for another successful sporting documentary series this February. This time they're concentrating on the golfing world. They've been granted exclusive behind-the-scenes access to all four golf major championships, where a single shot can make a week, a season, or even a career. Golfers involved include Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas and Scottie Scheffler. The series will be over 8 episodes.
You picked a hell of a year to start following the PGA Tour.
I'm fighting to win every time I play.
Whatever gets it done, that's all that matters.
Winning is so hard on the PGA Tour.
At the end of the day, you're playing against the best players in the world.
They want to step on my throat, I want to step on theirs.
It's win or go home.
Following Miley's New Year's Eve party, Miley Cyrus' song Wrecking Ball received a 44% increase in on-demand streams. The song also saw an increase in digital sales by over 400% last week. Miley is getting ready to release Flowers at midnight tonight. She has been teasing the song since New Year's, and Miley says this song will be the start of a new era. Inhaler's next album is called Cuts and Bruises. They were interviewed by Rolling Stone this week and were asked if they're in the process of reinventing themselves.
And I think like with this one, we had to get it out super fast, so we didn't really want to change the formula too much. But we are kind of, we do say that it sounds the most like us that we've ever sounded. Really proud of it. I think we're just going to keep trying. I think the next album we're going to have to come up with something soon. Something rogue, something mad.
That's The Buzz. I'm Crossy.
The Buzz on LMFM. Keep up to date with all the latest news and gossip on the LMFM app.
Thanks, Crossy. And you can find more celeb news on lmfm.ie. There's UB40 Red Red Wine and LMFM's 11 to 1. Should be playing these things when there's dry January happening. But anyway, there you go. Now, a lot of us took up a resolution to, you know, get more out there walking, you know, get the steps in, all of that, right? Well, Irish Life Health, it's the GAA Healthy Clubs Every Step Counts Challenge. It's back. It's running from now until February 15th. And a very special lady, Niamh O'Sullivan, she's with me, Ladies GAA, of course, and she is one of the ambassadors for this. She's going to tell us all about the challenge after these.
LMFM.
No doubt many of us have New Year's resolutions to get out walking and increase our steps. Well, if you need a little bit of motivation, why not take part in a challenge that will benefit your health and help your local GAA club? The Irish Life Health GAA Healthy Clubs Every Step Counts Challenge is back. It's running until February 15th. And joining me now to tell us more is one of the proud ambassadors of the challenge, Mead Ladies GAA star Niamh O'Sullivan. How are you getting on, Niamh?
I'm good, thanks very much.
Great to have you on the programme. I mean, first of all, I have to just talk to you a little bit about the phenomenal year Mead Ladies had last year. I mean, you must look back on the year with such pride.
Yeah, I think the last even 3 years have been just absolutely amazing. You know, winning the Intermediate in 2020 and obviously our first All-Ireland Senior Final in 21, and to go and back it up in 2022 was really special, really special moment for everyone involved in the Mead Ladies team. You know, it's an amazing group of players as well as in the group of management that were involved in this special journey. And, you know, everywhere you go around the county, even in Ireland, like, we're getting, you know, great reception, and it's just fantastic, and long may it continue, I suppose.
Absolutely, and so well deserved, and so much so that you are inspiring the next generation of players, which is amazing. And I've seen an article there that they're inundated with young girls wanting to sign up in their droves now on the back of the success and you guys being so inspiring, which is wonderful as well.
Yeah, look, you want to see young girls, even young boys, you know, playing any kind of sport, not just Gaelic or hurling. You want them just to be active and join a team sport. And, you know, even myself and the girls be often saying we can't, you know, get over the amount of keypack jerseys around. Even young boys wearing keypack jerseys. And, you know, I don't think we ever dreamed this would have happened to us. And, you know, it's been fantastic. And, you know, as I said, it's just important that, you know, kids are getting out and exercising, whatever sport it may be.
Fantastic. And, you know, I have a little fella in GAA as well. He's only 6, but he's, you know, he's dedicated to it, which is great. And like yourself, Niamh, he seems to favour the left foot. Now, should I be worried about that?
No, the I always say the lefties are better, but Well, some girls will argue, but no, definitely keep him on the left side.
Keep him on the left side. Fantastic. Now, like the rest, unlike the rest of us, I should say, Niamh, unlike the rest of us, you're extremely fit, right? But some of us have taken on this New Year's resolution to get more active, but we might need motivation. But you've teamed up with Irish Life Health for a brilliant challenge. Tell us all about this.
Yeah, so Irish Life has set up again Every Step Counts Challenge. And, you know, like the aim of this is to really bring communities together, you know, while promoting a healthier lifestyle. I think with the safety encouragement of a unified team, like, you don't have to be fit or healthy. I think it's more of a way to getting people together. And especially, I know in a lot of communities, I know my own community in Dunshaughlin, we have a lot of new houses coming up, and yeah, it's a great way for people to get to know each other. You know, and it offers a safe and open space to get active and get involved. And, you know, it's also, there is a bit of a, you know, competition, I suppose, with some people, but like, it's, there's no pressure on anyone, and it's a great way to help your local club. And, you know, you can access this on Irish Life. They have an app which is free. Yep. And, you know, there's also rewards for, you know, getting involved, getting fit and healthy. You know, if you link into this Irish Life app, you know, every step you take earns points, and you can redeem them against cost of coffee vouchers or Tesco vouchers. So there is a bit of an element of a reward as well. And I know, look, come January, we all have January blues. But, you know, if you take that step to go down and reach into your local club, you'll be welcome with open arms. You know, I always say the GA is kind of the heart of every community, and people will welcome you. And, you know, just get in, get stuck in, get involved. And, you know, there would probably be a bit of crack as well. So,
oh, totally, totally. And I have to agree with you. For somebody that has not one clue, Niamh, about sport, right? Not a clue do I have, right? I have to say, I've been very welcomed into the GAA community as well with my little lad, I have to say. And as you say, huge health benefits there as well for people, you know, keeping active. And I think as well, not just physically, it's great for the mental health, isn't it? Just getting out and walking.
Definitely. And, you know, it's hard. I think, you know, a lot of people are working from home, and probably to separate your work life from your home life, you know, working from home can be tough. So, you know, it doesn't have to be out an hour walking every evening. Even if you walk 20 minutes,
yeah,
you know, and build it up. If you feel your fitness, you're not able to go walk for an hour or whatever your group is walking, build it up. Start off slow. Start off 15 minutes. Build it up to 20 minutes. You know, add that extra 5 minutes. You'll find it will get easier every time.
That's,
you know,
exactly,
you don't have to be. Yeah, you don't have to be a fish joining these walking groups. So I think it's more a social element, really, more so than a fitness element. So it's a great way to get involved, great way to get to know new people, especially if you're new to the area. And I think it's fantastic. My own club started last night. I'm actually going to go down next Wednesday with them, and it's brilliant. Like, you know, and I know a lot of clubs have signed up to it, so it's fantastic.
It really is. It's absolutely brilliant. Now, in terms of the season ahead and continuing the success, what's your hopes for Mead Ladies team going forward?
You know, we have a new management team in.
Yes.
And it's very exciting. I think, you know, you always have to go through a period of change, and, you know, our time has come for the change element. But look, Davy Nelson has come in, and he's been fantastic. And, you know, Mark Brennan still has stayed on from last year. So we still have an element of continuity there as well.
Mm.
So look, we're playing Dublin in 2 weeks' time in Parnell Park, hopefully on the 21st. Still waiting to hear, waiting for that to be confirmed. But
yeah,
look, what a better way to open a league campaign than playing Dublin. And look, we'll take each game as it comes. We're not looking ahead. We're just focusing on each game in the league. We have a lot of new young girls. I know Rachel Casterly from Ulton's has come in, and Ellen Brodigan from Columbkills. And they're really pushing us, older ones, as I am known, as I'm told a lot of times. You know, that's what we want. We want to compare
the young blood,
young girls,
absolutely,
coming in and pushing the older ones. And it's been fantastic, great buzz around. And, you know, I think we're looking forward to just getting stuck into the league campaign and see how it goes. But we're not looking beyond that.
You're dead right. Keep it one, you know, one step at a time. Absolutely. Niamh, it's been lovely chatting to you. I won't keep you from your students too much longer. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks so much, and best luck to everyone involved in Every Step Counts Challenge.
Fantastic. Yes, you can find out more information. There is an Irish Life app. It's My Life app, okay? Also, if you check out mylife.irishlife.ie, you'll find all the information there. You see, tonight it could go either way. When I heard Ed Sheeran was collaborating with Pokemon on a song, I thought, what's he doing? But, you know, he's cracked one, another one out of the bag. Celestial Ed Sheeran. Just want to let people know, there's a message coming in here. Thank you so much on 086 1800 658. Can you let people know there's a large tree down on the Drogheda Road at Drogheda, or sorry, on the Dublin Road at Drogheda train station. Guards and the council are there, but it will take time to get traffic moving. Best avoid if possible. Thank you so much for letting us know about that. So there's a large tree down on the Dublin Road at Drogheda train station. Do take care if you're in the area. Now it's Thursday, which means we talk telly. I have my top TV recommendations for you, plus I've got music from The Thrills on the way. Oh,
LMFM. 11 to 1.
Dancing, dating and hatchet wielding popping up on our TV recommendations. I'm nothing if not varied in my choices. But first, back to the music. Here's The Thrills. So much for the
city. LMFM Job Search. With thanks to LMFM Online. Check out the latest Northeast news, sport and entertainment on lmfm.ie.
Borrowaddy Motors Tara requires an experienced mechanic in the Meath area. Experience with diagnostic equipment is an advantage for this position. Please apply to johnclarktara@gmail.com. The Valley Inn Malera Delir requires experienced full-time bar person and waiting staff. Excellent terms and conditions will be provided. Please send your CV to valleyinninquiries@gmail.com or you can give John a call. He's on 087-984-2969. Rice and Ruddy Motors are looking to hire a fully qualified motor mechanic with at least 1 year of experience. The application deadline is January 31st. To apply, please send your CV to noel@riceruddy.ie or you can give him a call 087-417-3260. And don't forget, all of the details of those jobs can be found on our local job section on lmfm.ie.
LMFM Job Search.
Yes, dancing, dating and hatchet wielding now. We're going to be talking TV and starting off with the first of the recommendations. Of course, it's tonight, RTE2, 9:30pm and it is First Dates Ireland. And tonight, flirty 34-year-old Ginny from Kildare admits she's unable to hide her feelings as she meets Garda Andrew, who's 31 from Mayo. Elsewhere, student Sasha from Mayo is left stunned when Jordan from Limerick turns the conversation X-rated over dinner. And also, Yuseline from Brazil meets talkative barrister Joseph from Tipperary. So there you go. First Dates Ireland continuing tonight, 9:30pm on RTE2. Moving to Saturday, this time on RTE1, Tommy Tiernan Show is back. It's back on our television. It started with a bang last week with Roy Keane. No doubt there's going to be plenty of more talking points for this week. Of course, we don't know. We don't know who's going to be on the show. Neither does the host, which makes this just absolutely pure genius. I mean, not anyone can just, you know, have a scenario like that. Tommy Tiernan is a master. He's a master of it. Do you know why? Because he's curious. He's curious about people. Even the people that come out that are famous that he does know, he'll always get something new and interesting out of them. He's fantastic. Dancing with the Stars is also back, RTE1 Sunday night at 6:30pm. This week, the male contestants will perform Latin routines while the female contestants will showcase their best ballroom dances. So that's on RTE1, 6:30pm. Now, I watched this last night. This is your streaming viewing for you. And it's got a heck of a title. The Hatchet-Wielding Hitchhiker. Yeah. This is the latest in the true crime documentary series from Netflix. And it centres on Kai. He is the hatchet-wielding hitchhiker. He was an internet viral video back in 2013. I don't remember that myself, to be honest with you. But it was released on February 2nd, 2013 by a reporter from a local news station in California. The video went viral and he received national attention. And it really is an unbelievable yet true story. It's about 90 minutes long, this documentary. And it kind of really just centres on how this hitchhiker, homeless hitchhiker, was handed fame on a platter thanks to producers, journalists and social media fans after he was branded a hero for apparently saving the life of a bystander by using a hatchet to smash her attacker. So that interview went viral. He even appeared on the Jimmy Kimmel show as well, and a producer that worked on the Keeping Up with the Kardashians was trying to track him down. But everything changes. Is Kai really a hero? Here's a little taster of the trailer for you.
Have you heard about Kai, the hitchhiking hatchet hero?
This dude went from this heroic, beautiful person to wanted for murder.
An absolute bizarre scene here in West Fresno. A man plows his car into a PG&E worker, pinning him against his truck.
Two women are trying to help him. He runs up and he grabs one of them, man. So I f***ing ran up behind him with a hatchet. Smash, smash, smash.
Everyone around the world wanted a piece of this kid.
How do you know this guy?
The internet, man.
Is that really you?
How did it make you feel, though, being this viral sensation?
I'm not a virus. I'm a sensation. I'm Kai.
Most people that are heroes are not homeless people. There was something funny about him, and kind of cute and sweet and innocent.
He has such an endearing quality. There's so much charisma.
Before I say anything else, I want to say no matter what you've done, you deserve respect. Even if you make mistakes, you're worthwhile.
If you're going to glorify someone, you better know who you're glorifying.
There you go. It's on Netflix now. Watched it last night. I have to say, give a big thumbs up. It's very, very gripping. And as I say, true. If you're into true crime, you'll definitely love this. And those are my TV recommendations for this week. There's Fleetwood Mac with Dreams. My God, the 2 hours have absolutely flown by. That is our lot of the show for today. Thank you so much for your company. I'll leave you with Mundy. Have a great day. Chat to you tomorrow.
LMFM 11 to 1 with Gilmore's Mercedes-Benz Kingscourt. Visit our showrooms to see the amazing range of Mercedes-Benz cars or choose from our huge selection of used Mercedes-Benz vehicles. Gilmore's Mercedes-Benz Kingscourt, the best in motoring, here for you. LMFM.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.